News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Let's bring in Mary Favier, COVID-19 advisor for the Irish College of GPs and member of NEFID. What's your take on it? Have you concerns about full reopening on October 22nd?
General practitioners have throughout the country have been seeing a slow and gradual rise in COVID numbers, just in the activities going into their surgeries each day and causing issues because we're very busy as it is and displacing the non-COVID activity again, which we had hoped to not see again. So we unfortunately, lots of the parameters are rising, all of them effectively. We've rises in case numbers 3 days this week, over 2,000. We've rises in the numbers in hospital. We've rises in ICU. Our positivity rates are going up. And that's a backdrop of against really good vaccination, very effective, and it's ongoing. So it is a concern. And it's a concern really about our hospital capacity. It's already overstretched. And it's already turning away non-COVID work. And some hospitals, like in Kerry, are maxed out with no ICU beds, no hospital beds, patients being turned away. And unfortunately, there's a sense of deja vu. We're almost back to the beginning of it's all about our hospital capacity. And it is very concerning to GPs because we're sending more patients to hospital and they're waiting on longer trolleys and we've issues with admissions.
Why do you have any explanation as to why our rate is 3 times that of France, Germany, and Denmark, 4 times that of Sweden, 5 times that of Italy, 6 times that of Spain, when we have such high vaccination rates?
I don't have an explanation for that, and I don't think there is one that's known at the moment, but it's a very good question. It's not understood because we do have such good vaccination rates. So there must be something else in our behaviours. There must be something else in the way we're acting. Now, we are...
You say that, Mary, sorry to cut across you, but like if you go to other European countries, I haven't been, but I've heard people who have, they say, look, it's the same. Because I was wondering, was it that people aren't respecting social distancing? The word back is, they're not in the other countries either.
There has to be an explanation. We haven't yet found it. Now, we are unfortunately the victims of our next door neighbours who have had very high rates
throughout. There's a UK factor, I think, isn't there?
And there is a UK factor. But so this needs a lot more work in terms of what is it. We do have really good vaccinations, but there are a number, you know, we do have a group of people who are not vaccinated and they are substantially the ones getting COVID and they're the ones being hospitalized and they're the ones in the ICU. Yeah. And so we need to, for instance, we have about 50,000 people over the age of 40 in this country still not vaccinated. And I would be really concerned as a GP about them, the inevitability now that they're going to get COVID.
You're not going to get to them at this point. They're not going to get the vaccine at this point, are they?
You'd be surprised. There's about 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 every week that are our first vaccinations are still coming into the system. But that would be the appeal to that group. They're driving the infections, and I'd be very concerned for them.
Okay, final question, and it's the first question I asked you. You kind of sidestepped it, and maybe that's fair enough. Maybe you need to know more, and maybe you don't want to say it at this point, but. Do you think there's a case for October 22nd for holding back on the restrictions?
Well, I think NEFID will meet on Monday. It was to be this week. It's now going to be early next week to try and pull in some more figures to have a better idea. And NEFID will give advice to the government. But it will be for the government to decide, taking into account all the different factors, all the different aspects of people's lives, the hospital services, the economy. And then a decision will be made from there.
Do you have
but
a personal
there
view?
Is an issue of... There's an issue of caution. All the parameters are rising and it's sending a little ripple of anxiety and fear across general practitioners in the country saying, oh dear, here we are again.
You share that anxiety.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Mary Favier, COVID-19 advisor for the Irish College of GPs and member of NEFID. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.